and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
And I'm still happy.
And you're still happy.
Yeah.
And I like that I look very angry at you when you said you were happy. And yeah, we are just going to continue completely normally what we are going to do in every episode. We are going to read a chapter that someone wrote.
No, this I can take responsibility for.
Oh, okay.
Because old Sam wrote this particular chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very happy because of my VTuber model. I have very pretty cat ears and whiskers and cat teeth. And then I was very happy. And then I wrote a chapter.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So maybe there will be like a cat Sam appearing in the chapter or something.
No.
Or cat Sam vibes.
No.
No?
No,
no.
No. No, no vibes. No. No vibes.
No vibes at all. So, yeah, today we are going to read an intermediate chapter again.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time, I think this intermediate chapter still plays during the time when, like, from the first season,
mm-hmm.
when Mindy was not in... What?
First of all, if you are new here, listen to season one first, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
You won't understand what is happening otherwise. And, sorry, I'm looking at my model. I have to close it. I cannot concentrate at all.
I'm also looking at my model all the time.
I
really like that my model is really skeptical looking at you all the time. Like, every time when you talk, it's like...
Uh-huh. How dare she?
How dare she? Oh my. Or she's just laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This will be my characteristics right now.
Yeah, I got distracted again. So go to
I also need to close it, maybe.
Yeah. Go listen to season one. Listen to the first half of season two.
Yeah. You should definitely listen to something before, because I think nothing will make sense.
Mm-mm.
Or we just explain everything. But I don't think we can explain what happened in the first season.
No, you'd have to explain the whole season.
And it's... not as easy as you think.
No, a lot happened. But it's a good story.
A girl who falls in love with an alien and stuff happens.
And stuff happens. Yeah.
And there's like not a blue bear, but a green bear.
A green bear, yeah.
A green bear. A guy in a costume.
In a fursuit.
In a fursuit. I think that's everything that you have to know.
Yeah.
And yeah, the alien is in jail. Jim is in jail.
Yeah.
Mindy is searching for Lisa and calling the prison all the time, but they... like, don't want her to talk with Jim. Mm. They're like, don't call us lady. Or girl.
Yeah.
And, yeah, actually, last time when we saw Mindy in the first intermediate chapter, she stole Marcy's phone.
Mm.
So, she's stealing phones. Marcy is sad.
Hashtag sad life.
Hashtag sad life.
If your phone gets stolen.
And you wrote this chapter, I think, last night? Or when did you write it?
Last night and this morning.
Oh my gosh, how much did you even sleep?
Not a lot, but it's okay.
So I guess you are very energetic right now, because every time when you say that you haven't slept like so much, you're like very...
No, I mean, it depends on what I'm doing. I was writing, and writing makes me happy. I didn't have a lot of time to write because I had some issues with other people. And I was very angry most of the time. I don't know if you noticed it in the podcast, but...
I think there's like a correlation. Like every time when we are recording an episode, I think every time there's like one thing that you mentioned that made you angry before we record an episode.
Yes.
So every episode, like the people only see like angry Sam.
Yeah.
And today is like a little bit more of happy Sam, but with you.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
And yeah, actually, today is also, how's it called, a special day?
Because we actually ate lunch together.
Oh my god, we finally follow our name again.
Yeah.
It is a Saturday. We ate some very, very nice lunch. Do you want to explain what we had? Can you try?
I cannot try. I think you know this better than I, because I wasn't even looking at the recipe.
Okay.
I just sliced onions and garlic. And I have no idea what else you put in the bowl besides noodles.
Actually, I put a lot of stuff inside.
Yeah, like, I noticed, but I don't know the name of any of the things you put in there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was like a curry udon recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like udon is like a special kind of Japanese noodle, which is very thick, and I quite like it. And I don't know, I had all of the ingredients for this recipe, and I thought like, okay, why not ask Sam when she comes over that we just cooked this recipe? Mm-hmm. And actually, it's just like a soup with these noodles, and the soup is like very spicy. It's like this curry flavor with coconut milk and a lot of different kind of spices put inside. Mm-hmm. And yeah, also some kind of like minced meat fake thingy. Soy milk? No, how's it called? Minced soy granulate, I guess it's called.
Yeah, granulate.
Granulate? Actually, I like it very much.
I'm not a huge fan. It's fine.
Yeah, therefore I got myself more, and also some kind of nuts.
Yeah, and I had to separate the nuts because I'm allergic to one kind of nut.
Sam was just sorting all of the nuts and like, I cannot eat this one, but this one I can eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was very adventurous. And then we listened to some music, actually.
Yeah.
From...
No,
we will not mention?
We will not mention.
Why not mention?
I don't know, it's... Not everyone is a fan of it, and there's also some...
Is it very provocative?
No? But some of the fans are not seen as... Cool. I will explain to you later.
Oh, okay. Then I will not further mention it.
Don't question me.
I will just peep.
I have my reasons. Yeah, cut it out.
I will just like peep.
No, peep.
Now people can guess in the comments what we talked about.
Yeah.
And but we just listened to some music. It was very, very nice. But the other show I can mention, can I?
Yes.
Okay.
That's okay.
Because actually, I'm now a huge fan of like musicals and how's it called? These musical movies? Do they have a special name? I think they are just called musical movies or something. Like the musical is where you go into a theater, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched The Greatest Showman. It was really, really interesting. I liked the choreography, I liked the songs.
Yeah.
Listen to the music all the time, and at some point, I guess I can also sing along.
Yeah.
But I will not sing here.
Not right now.
Not right now. Oh, there's a song that's called... No, wait. No. And, we have seen each other, I think, 2 days ago, right?
Yes. Or
3 days.
2 days.
2 days.
I arrived on Thursday. Friday, I spent alone, missing Mindy. And today is Saturday, and we're meeting again.
Yeah, the funny thing is because yesterday I actually had, like, plans.
Yeah.
And I was just the whole day alone at home and doing like VTuber model stuff and everything. Oh my god, I had like, my motivation to interact with people yesterday was like at the lowest level.
Okay.
Like Mac always describes me when I have like these introverted days where I just want to stay at home and don't want to see anyone as like Azimendi.
Antisocial Mindy.
Yeah, for antisocial the Mindy. This is like my short nickname. When I'm like antisocial. Yeah, so I was Azimendi yesterday.
Okay.
And I was very, very productive, like doing this all of kind models and videos and stuff like this. So I actually made myself a very, very great day. I was so happy yesterday after I sent the message that I don't go to university and meet the people or something. Then I was like, freedom. I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
Yeah, I spent the day arguing with people online, but let's not talk about
it. That's the complete opposite. Like, I had, like, my best day after while you're like,
shit day. But today is okay again because I'm spending it with Mindy.
Yeah.
With Mindy.
Every day with me is perfect. What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No, the narcissistic side comes through.
Yeah. Save it for the chapter.
What? Okay. Yeah. So this... Actually, we don't have so much else to mention because we have seen each other 2 days ago, so...
Yeah. And also we cooked together and already talked, and I think it will get annoying to each other if we talk about the same things again we already talked about.
Oh, it would be so fun if we just, like, talk about the same stuff we talked about 5 minutes ago just to, like, how's it called, just to fill the time.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's a long chapter. You have no time to fill.
It's actually a long one. I think the reading time that I saw was 10 minutes, but yeah, we will discuss.
Yeah, but when as soon as we start discussing, and also, I think reading time is silent reading, and you're already slower when you read out loud.
Yeah, true. Okay.
I mean, do you have anything else to say? You want to talk about
I have so many podcast? Things I want to say, but not today.
No more co-workers to complain about.
Yeah, I haven't been to my part-time job for a while now, so...
I haven't seen him at the office. Someone else was in there, I didn't know. And I had to check our mail, our paper mail.
Okay.
And I went into the room and there was a lady sitting, perhaps our age even. And I said hi to her and I acted like I knew her, but I don't think I know her. I just walked out again, and I think she wanted to talk to me, but I was also antisocial. I was
like... I like it. You're just like, ah, hello. Bye-bye. Like, trying to be very social and happy, and then you're like, ah, no, not today.
Yeah.
Oh my. But there's a new lady?
I haven't seen her before. Maybe you know her. But then again,
no,
I'm staying one with brown hair, which tells you a lot, obviously. But she was... sitting in the secretary room where the other person had been sitting before her.
Okay, but it's not like an older lady who...
No, 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 she seems young and I don't think I've seen her before. But then again, I'm rarely leaving our office. I know you are walking around and talking to people and having discussions, but I stay in my room, and as soon as someone from the co-workers comes in, I'm like, I'm so busy right now.
No, I just like I think I have like this internal clock now. Like after 1 hour of work,
yeah,
I kind of get like tired. So I like every hour, like I just walk around, get myself a tea, I don't know, go somewhere, or I don't know, just stand up in the room and I don't know, just stand because I cannot sit for so long.
Okay.
And I don't know, normally I just go and get myself a drink or something. Because normally I drink like one tea or something in 1 hour, and then I get myself like several teas.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then on the way, normally there are people and they want to talk with me. And I'm sometimes, how is your life? What's going on? How are the children?
You are so social. Sometimes I have to go to the toilet and there are people in the kitchen. And I'm like, hey, and I go to the toilet and then I go back.
Yeah,
but I don't. No, sorry.
Yeah, the thing is, you don't, like, have to be social if you don't want to. Like, I try to balance it.
I kind of feel uncomfortable being social with co-workers. I'm not sure. I'm so uncomfortable right now, Mindy. I don't like it. I don't like talking to co-workers.
Because we are co-workers for the people who hear it this first time. No best friends anymore, co-workers.
Just. Only co-workers.
And... Yeah, I think, like, I sometimes also have these days where I'm like, I don't want to talk with anyone, and then I just do the same. I just go to, I don't know, to the bathroom, get myself a tea, and just leave. And when someone wants to talk, I'm like, yeah, okay, I have something to do, bye-bye. And, I don't know, but sometimes I feel like, okay, now I just want to take a break, and I want to talk with someone. And then I just walk around and see if there's someone. But not always there are people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like very rarely that I really have like a small talk with someone. And normally it's like not too long, like 5 to 10 minutes or something. Yeah. Like with one girl who was working there. Needle, who was also working there. Like sometimes I had discussions with her, like which lasted an hour or something. Like almost every time when I was in the office, I always went to her room, like when I took a break. And then we had a discussion for 1 hour, and then I went again to work. So now I have no one to talk to, like, one complete hour from the co-workers from.
So now you can guess who of us gets more work done.
Hey, now I get more work done because I don't spend 1 hour talking with people. So.
Yeah.
I just know that our boss gets a new dog, and I'm really looking forward to it.
To her bringing the dog to
work. Yeah, she wants to bring it to the office, and it will be like a small one. Very cute puppy.
Maybe this will make me leave the office and I I stay on the floor in her office.
You just take a laptop with you, sit in front of her office like with a chair, like every time when the dog comes out, you're like, yeah, hello.
No, I stay inside the office next to the dog.
Sitting down on the like pillow next to the dog. Yeah, this will be nice. But yeah, where have we been? Like, we want to read a chapter today.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we can just start, right?
So yeah, what happened last time, Mindy? Short summary.
Okay, so last time I remember that Trudy went to school with Rico. Yeah. She saw Gordon, was very like... and then they have a mean teacher who was like, oh yeah, here, volcanoes are funny. And yeah, then there was something mean written on the blackboard. Trudy is not my favorite character. And because she handled the situation, I don't know, very funny. And Marcy was angry that her, like, trying to get attention from Trudy didn't work.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think this was everything, right?
Yeah.
Or did I, like, forgot a very important part?
They had their first kiss, Gordon and Trudy.
Was it the first one? I thought they had kissed before.
But... No, they had not. It was interesting that you didn't even notice, but okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because there were already, like, this weird situations between both of them, where they were just looking at each other.
Yeah.
And being clingy.
And cringy.
And I think I just... suppressed this memory
of
romantic time between Julia and Gordon. And I remember Sophia, her best friend, is like very insulting to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think Marcy wants to tell her that her friends are not the real friends. Maybe Sophia wrote this on the blackboard. So, but yeah, let's go to
Now I'm thinking, is that something my best friend from back then would do? And I have to say, probably.
What would be she would? Are you sure this was like a good best friend?
We spend a lot of time together.
This could be like a hardcore joke, like with very good friends, kind of.
Yeah.
But...
Don't do this, Mindy. Please don't.
No. Like in our office, I will write down like very mean stuff, like on a...
Sam is stinky. On the door.
Sam is stinky. This would be actually cute if you describe it like in with this love. Way. With love.
Yeah.
Like, Sam is stinky, hot. Sam is my stinky, hot. Oh my gosh, no, this is very lovey-dovey. So,
have fun writing fanfiction.
No.
Oh, yes!
Oh my gosh. Let's go into this chapter. Please stop it.
Stop it, Sam.
Stop it. Okay.
I'm doing the narrator again, and I have to move closer to the screen because I don't see very well.
Okay.
Oh, shit. It's very small.
Okay. I can also make it bigger.
Do you want to read Jim?
But can I do a good Jim voice? Yeah, I can try.
If you want to, okay. Do you want to also read the person he is having a conversation with, or do you want me to read it?
Is it Mindy?
No.
Is it?
It's a man.
I want to speak Jim, actually.
Okay, only speak Jim. Okay.
Okay.
I thought it makes it easier for you because they're having a conversation.
Yeah, okay. I think it's like also easier for the listener if they.
Because Mindy can only do one voice.
Yeah, I can. Today it will be like a Mindy Jim version.
Okay. The sun was probably just rising outside the windowless grey room as Martin, 32, former bus driver, watched his cellmate try to carve a tunnel into the concrete floor with a plastic spoon he had stolen from the cafeteria.
Oh, with a plastic spoon? How? How the... What? No, this doesn't work.
Yes.
So Martin... Okay, I guess you mentioned Jim. So I guess Jim has stolen the plastic spoon and tried to escape now?
Yeah, and he has a cellmate called Martin.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's not working. Martin... Wait a second. It's not working! Martin said in a sing-song voice, sitting cross-legged on their bunk bed. Trust me, I tried.
I like that Martin is like a diva right now. Like, I tried. I can imagine Jim being very, like, annoyed by him. Like, oh, shut up.
Without missing a beat, Jim announced, without even stopping to scratch the plastic spoon over the concrete floor.
Nonsense! You weak, pathetic, noodle-formed human arms could never!
What? The spoon snatched in half. Told you so, Martin said. Jim held each part of the broken spoon in one hand as he yelled towards the cold gray ceiling.
Cursed human meal preparation object! Curse you!
Are you having a stroke? It's just a spoon, Jimothy.
Jimothy?
Martin frowned. A dead cellmate always was quite uncomfortable to explain, even if the death had been... death had happened by natural causes.
What? Wait, so...
If he's having a stroke because he's...
Ah, okay.
Speaking weirdly, maybe he's having a stroke and if he dies, it's hard to explain for Martin.
So they're just new cellmates? Because after a while, like, you can figure out that Jim is, like, behaving like this a lot of times?
Or like, maybe or talks he... like this? Or maybe he'd been more quiet before, or maybe...
Ah, so maybe Jim was like, oh, damn, now I'm in prison?
Yeah.
So he's, like, thinking about a plan and not talking, like, with a human being because he's like, okay, I'm too good to talk with this human being.
Yeah.
And then Martin, I can imagine Martin just telling Jim, like, his life story. And just like, shut up! I don't want to listen! And, yeah, I don't know, just tries not to really interact with Martin. Stop calling me that, you stupid... Ah, wait. Stop calling me that, you stupid, pathetic human worm.
It's written on your name tag, Jimothy. So it must be Jimothy. Jimothy.
Oh my god, Martin would be so annoying. Oh no. But is it actually, like we never, didn't we say that Jim was called like Gymnasium? And why is it not Jimothy?
His last name is Gymnasium.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so Jim is just a short version of Jimothy.
Perhaps or... not. Maybe the prison just made a mistake.
Oh. Oh. But how about, like, his legal papers or something?
Yeah, of course he doesn't have them, right? So,
but...
or he made a mistake on his legal papers. And you never know what happens in prison in whatever this state is in.
Okay, so even if he says, like, oh yeah, I'm Gymnasium, I'm not this Jimothy-nasium.
Mm. Or maybe in that moment he was like, ah, Gymnasium is searched for in 30 states. Oh, I'm not Gymnasium, I'm Jimothy.
Like, always coming up with great names. Yeah. Like, it's still, like, in character if we think about it this way, because, like, when he gave... like, Paul, his, like, girl name, which was just, like, Paula.
Yes.
Just like, we just include more vocals or something.
And when he has to be a girl, he will be Jamantha.
Jamantha. That's also cute. But it's a little bit hard to pronounce. Jamantha. Jamantha.
Yeah, it's a great name.
I'm actually, like, Jimothy right now.
Okay.
So, let's see how Jimothy is doing.
Yeah. Jim pulled at his own shirt and glanced at his name tag.
Damn it. No, it says... Yuchomji? What? This isn't my name either.
Martin chuckled. Confused, Jim sat back down in the middle of the cell. Having the wrong name on his name tag gave him a bit of an existential crisis. Prison wasn't doing good things to his head. He only knew one thing for certain, and that was that he wanted to leave. Instead of using the broken spoon, he used his hands to scratch over the still very solid concrete floor, creating a terrible sound.
Oh no. Oh, poor Martin right now.
Yeah. You know what? I will not spend 7 life sentences with you in this cell. Martin crossed his arms and shook his head. Absolutely not, no.
Obviously not. You inferior human species don't live that long.
What? Obviously, Martin said, rolling his eyes and wondering what kind of drugs Jim had smoked.
Also, I only got 6 life sentences.
Jim said triumphantly.
Look at me, you filthy human. Yeah, this was my own interpretation.
Yeah. Mindy is so in character right now.
My Jim impression is the best. No. Yeah. I just like to make Jim's impressions.
Yeah.
My favorite cat. Next to, not Mindy, I don't know. Not favorite character.
You're not so good at Mindy impressions, I would say.
Yeah.
Lucky you. The cellmate stared at the ceiling, watching a lonely fly circle the only light bulb. Jim, however, didn't like the bold tone in Martin's voice.
I killed 24 children. You should tremble in front of me, mortal.
I killed 32 children, Martin stated unimpressed. Perhaps you should Perhaps you should be the one trembling.
Okay, wait a moment. This is getting out of hand right now. So, what? My question now at the prison.
Yeah.
They have, like, 2 mass murderers.
Yeah.
And they just decided to put 2 of the worst mass murderers in one cell.
Yes.
And they don't assume that they might kill each other.
Yeah.
Like strangling or something.
Maybe this was on purpose. Maybe they wanted a little accident to happen. Do we really know if it's a high security prison? Do we know?
Yeah,
because usually you don't put... Yeah, of course you don't put 2 people like that in one cell. I think after a certain body count, you have your own cell.
Like, this is how they're good.
This is not funny, of course.
Yeah, dark humor, parody, everything here.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine, like, how they call it the guards. Or, like, I don't know, the guy who organizes the cell or something. Has like, a list of, like, how many people or something the prisoner killed. And then he has, like, an order list. Like, oh, yeah, they have killed so many. And you get into this cell, you get into this.
Oh, you two will go get along well.
You will get along so well. You killed almost the same amount of kids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But now I'm interested in Martin, actually.
Yeah.
Why did he, like, we know why Jim killed, like, these children, actually. Like, he never really killed anyone before, like, he got this evil drug from Walter. So,
and you make it sound like Walter gave it to him on purpose. He drank it.
Yeah, he drank it, but it was more like a drug that made him kill it.
Yeah, kill kids.
So he actually took like drugs, you could say.
Yeah, that's the kind of drug he took.
But now I'm interested in like Martin. Why did he kill or something? Maybe there will be some background story would be interesting, but maybe Jim is not like interested
in him.
Yeah, Jim is not like, oh, I don't care. I can still kill more if you want to.
First, Jim was disappointed to have lost the competition of who killed more children. But then, he had an idea.
Listen to me, Mortal. We should stick together. You could be my... assistant in the destruction of the Earthlings. You seem to hate them as much as I do. You and me, Jim! We will be unstoppable. We could rule the world together. But you, as my assistant.
And then I ate most of the kids, Martin said as he slowly uncrossed his legs to place his feet on the floor. Good way to get rid of the evidence. He stood up, towering over Jim.
On the other hand, maybe someone would like to switch cellmates.
Jim stepped.
What is it? Like stepped?
Yeah, scroll down. Stepped backwards. He started stepping. He had some sick moves. For the listener, Mindy just didn't scroll down. She was confused by the sentence, which wasn't a sentence yet.
Oh, no.
text for the first time.
Oh my god, I'm crying. Now I need to include to my VTuber model a crying animation because I think this will happen several more times. Actually,
yeah.
I think 2 weeks ago or something, I was, I don't know, I just randomly found, like, Irish dance videos.
Okay.
Because I thought that I might go to the university sports and, I don't know, try out a dance. And then I saw, okay, they have Irish dance classes. And then I was like, okay, how does it look like? And then I watched some videos where they do, like, this step dance, mm-hmm. which was very, very cool. And now I'm imagining Jim having, like, fancy shoes or something, like, doing a step dance. Like,
to distract Irish, Martin.
Yeah, to distract him. And so it's like, oh, God, let me out. I want to switch.
One of my friends goes there. She really likes it.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just wait, like, until, like, how's it called? For the next semester. They have the plan for what's there, and then maybe I will go and try something out. If you like, you can join.
I will not. I don't have time.
Full schedule, actually.
I have a full schedule, unless the argument gets resolved in a way that I'm leaving the group. Then I have Wednesdays free.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good way to get rid of end of evidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what was happening was Jim stepped backwards slowly towards the door. It's about lunchtime now. Are you getting hungry? I'm getting hungry. Martin replied, and his gaze got a bit intense.
Guards! Guards!
Jim yelled, ripping at the steel door. Martin stood right behind Jim. I think I might need a little snack right now.
No! No! No, I want to know, Jim, don't! Oh my gosh. This is so uncomfortable. I really like it so far. It's very, very nice. Okay, so let's see. Now we have a scene change, I guess?
Yes, you know how I write my stories.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Do you want to be Sophia?
Yeah.
No, you're not Sophia. You're the other character.
What? You just asked me and you're like, no.
No, you can't do Sophia justice.
Okay, then you're going to read Sophia and I will read someone else.
Right now is not the right time. Sophia chuckled as she turned around, expecting her boyfriend to be the one pulling at her. She was standing in a supermarket and had just chosen a package of shrimp-flavored noodles to munch on for lunch. Mindy remembers where this is coming from.
This is a thing we talked about
in an earlier episode.
I think
with
three
Miona.
Episodes ago.
Yeah, three, because Miona was there. Yeah.
Yes, and we talked about like these, like...
instant noodles.
Which are hard and you can just snack on them also and don't cook them. So she's actually doing this.
Mm-hmm. She froze when she stared into a curious hazel-brown eyes.
Therefore you said I should read the other one.
I thought you were guessing it already.
No, actually I was like... Actually, I thought... Like, Sophia's the best friend from Trudy, right?
Yeah.
Because we talked about that I don't like the best friend of her.
Yeah.
And then you said, like, you will not do justice to her because you don't like her.
Ah, okay.
So this was my thinking. Therefore, I didn't expect it this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I like the next sentence.
Are you trying to steal my bag? Sophia asked the little girl who had stumbled against her in the middle of the cheese aisle of the closest supermarket to the town's only still open school.
That's a lot of details.
Yeah, sorry. It was late at night, okay?
I like, but it's interesting, you now include way more description.
Yeah.
As, like, before,
yeah. Mindy shook her head.
No.
Actually, she was trying to steal just her phone.
Oh, it would have been so nice if she says, like, no, I was just trying to steal your phone.
Yeah.
If she just said it.
Yeah. Dude, your hand is still in my bag. Sophia pulled at the bag, but Mindy also pulled at the bag.
My sleeve is caught in your stupid zipper.
Yeah, because you're fucking trying to steal my shit.
I am not...
Yes, you are!
Oh.
Who's going to read this one?
Who's going to read this? Do you want me or do you want?
How do we imagine him? With bad skin? Worse attitude. Hey!
A tall store clerk with bad skin and an even worse attitude towards shelf-stacking morals approached them calmly.
What seems to be the problem here?
Sophia and Mindy exchanged a look.
This lady is trying to steal my bag!
Mindy suddenly wailed, a single tear rolling down her cheek as she pointed at Sophia. No, shit, no, I don't! This is my bag! Sophia yelled and pulled at the bag.
No, it's not!
Mindy yelled and pulled at the bag. Yes, it is!
No, it's not!
The man in the uncomfortable red uniform looked back and forth between them. Then it seemed like he had an idea.
So listen to me. How about we cut the bag in half? Solves the problem, right?
The two girls stared at him silently. Mindy is nodding. Old Mindy is nodding by the way.
Yes. I think this makes reasonable sense to cut the bag in half and then Mindy gets the phone and half of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is inspired by a guy from the dance class I went to when I was, I think, 16 or 17. Perhaps 17. There was one guy who we would all stand in a group and then suddenly he would grab a purse and yell, "She is stealing my bag! She is stealing my bag!" And it was always so funny.
So he just randomly did it as like a joke?
Yeah, as a joke. He would just rip at the girl's purse and be like, "Oh, she's stealing my bag!"
Okay, this is very funny actually.
This was super funny every time it happened.
Did like also other people like play this joke back on him again?
No.
Because this would have been also funny, like, if he does this joke, like, several times in the dance class, and, like, you see people, like, every week or something.
And he wasn't doing it in every class, he did it a few times, but it was always a banger.
Actually, it would have been funny if he does it, like, every time, and then one person thinks, like, okay, now I pay him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The man thought of another approach to the situation. He was hungry and feared his lunch in the break room would get cold eventually. He didn't want to put it in the microwave. Carsten Miller, the store clerk, had a natural fear of microwaves.
A natural fear of microwaves. I like that microwaves are coming back here.
Yeah.
And actually in my head he's now also having like a udon, curry udon, which gets cold and something.
Yeah.
Okay. If this doesn't get resolved soon, I have to put you both in prison. Minnie's like, yes, put me in prison. Then I can see Jim. Prison?
Mindy asked. Carsten nodded calmly.
I will call the police and they will put you in prison for 30 years.
I am too pretty for prison, Sophia complained. Also, I have school tomorrow. On the other hand, I also have Latin tomorrow. Which is a little worse than prison, I would expect.
I think they have no clue about prison. And actually, what would Carsten, like, there's only, like, stuff happening, like, stealing and two girls?
Yeah, of course not. He is an adult and he doesn't know how to talk to children. And he's like, oh, I will put you in prison if you don't tell me the truth, what is happening.
How old are they again? I think...
Mindy is 11 and Sophia is 16.
And Sophia believes it, actually. Like, I would believe that Mindy, when she's 10, she's like...
Sophia is also a little bit stupid, but I think she doesn't believe it. She's just...
Yeah. She's making a joke also, kind of,
She's making a joke out of it, and she tries to scare the kid because the kid is lying, obviously.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Carsten probably sees that a little girl like Mindy wouldn't have a back like the one Sophia is having.
Okay. So he's I don't know, threatening a child so far. Like, I don't know.
Not threatening.
He says that he will call the police and they will put him in prison for 30 years. I think this is kind of threatening for a child.
I mean, if you say it openly, it's... Okay.
Yeah, it depends, like...
on the situation.
But I think Mindy is like, prison. Yes, give it to me.
The little gears in Mindy's head had started to turn. I love how I'm always right in my characterization of you.
I know how my brain works, and I
know how your brain works.
I like that you know it also. Because, yeah. I did it. I tried to steal the bag. I am very sorry. No, I'm not very sorry because I want to go in prison.
I really don't want to go to Latin class. Sophia mumbled, still deep in thought.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
Sophia ripped the bag away from Mindy and hugged it tightly.
Will you put me in prison now?
Mindy asked. She stretched out both of her hands as if gesturing for him to put her in handcuffs immediately.
I shall leave it at a warning. Don't do that again, girls.
The man smiled and walked away, obviously very proud of himself.
I want to go to prison. Jim!
Mindy visibly deflated as she watched him go. Sophia, being taller than the 11-year-old, held her bag over her head, out of her reach, just to be sure.
He then put me in prison,
Mindy stated. Not noticing the disappointment in her voice, Sophia explained. They don't throw you in prison just for stealing a bag, silly. You gotta do something a lot bigger than that.
Don't tell her this. No. Sophia is, like, not getting it, right?
Mm.
She's, like, not reading the mood or understanding why Mindy behaves like this.
No, she never was good at that.
Don't tell her to do something bigger. Oh no, is this like the moment when Mindy becomes to...
Mindy becomes evil Mindy.
Evil Mindy, like, I don't know, a criminal. Stealing cars and...
I mean, she was stealing shit before, wasn't she?
Yeah, but now she's, like, she only stole phones.
She has different motivation.
Yeah, so now she's like, I have to steal bigger things.
Mm.
Like a car, an airplane...
Do you remember whose car got stolen in the first season?
I think it was...
Who was doing stuff in the backseat?
Walter's? No.
Yes.
Was it Walter's
car?
Yes,
it was
Walter's
car.
Oh, no. Maybe it has, like, a safety code, like, I don't know, with Lisa's birthday or something. Mm. And then she's like, oh, yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah.
And then she started smuggling fish.
Yeah.
With the help of Bruno.
Ah, yes. The fish smuggling, I was...
Yeah, she's more of a criminal.
The fun thing is, we know she never went to prison for it, right?
So she actually, I don't know.
She was too good at it.
Too good.
Mindy nodded. Not waiting for an answer, Sophia continued. But to not go to prison, you should stop taking things that aren't yours. You can just ask people for help. A lot of people like helping, all right? Mindy still nodded, having already stopped listening. To go to prison, Mindy thought. She would have to do something a lot worse. She would have to steal something a lot more expensive.
I think I spoiled too much, right?
It was too obvious, I'm sorry.
Like, okay, one thing.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm reading this, by the way.
We didn't talk about it beforehand. I wasn't telling Mindy anything about the story.
Yeah.
Mindy, I just have the characterization down so well.
Yeah, yeah. Everything that I think Mindy will do, she will actually do.
Yeah. Stay in school, kid, Sophia said, threw her long blonde hair back and stomped away.
One day, I will step her.
Mindy thought to herself as she watched her go.
Okay, this is dark, Mindy. I think Mindy is, like, very desperate also.
Yeah.
Very alone, like, no friends, and Jim is gone,
parents. Lisa is gone.
She actually has no one right now, right?
Yeah.
Bruno is... I think Bruno might be the only one, but they have, like, I think not a close contact. because of the fish smuggling, there should be, like, some connection at some point.
Yeah, the fish smuggling comes later. Mm-hmm. Now she is starting her villain arc.
Not already started.
Yeah, but as you just said, she had done things out of desperation because she's an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
There's but like now, no one... now the villain, Mindy, is born.
Oh, nice. I like this. Because there's, like, actually no one to stop her, right?
No. Usually Lisa or Jim would stop her, but
yeah.
Jim
would just like, oh yeah, do it. Steal stuff, or...
He would try to help, but make things...
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would kind of mess it up, I would say.
Yes.
Because he doesn't really know how, like, the human life works. Or, like, the organizational stuff or something. But Mindy is also just 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be interesting to see, like, if you include it at some point, how she will, like, survive.
Mm-hmm.
Because for now it's like, I don't know how she survives, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where does she get her money from? I think she steals phones and, like, I don't know, sells them on, like, internet.
Sells it on eBay.
Yeah, on
eBay. I could tell you wanted to say that. I mean, beforehand, I think she had a lot of help from Lisa, because her parents are very rich.
Mm, so maybe, I don't know, she learned a lot of, I don't know, convenience stuff when she was with Lisa also?
Yeah.
And living there sometimes, because she was always there?
Yeah, they were eating together a lot, and that's where she got her stuff, and I think...
Oh yeah, she also stole, maybe,
stuff from the kitchen. Yeah, she was thinking about stealing the microwave.
Mm.
But it probably was too big. Maybe she stole some other stuff. And Walter just replaced it because he's very forgetful.
Yeah, he's like very busy doing his research. Yeah. Busy Batman. Doing his stuff. And I can imagine like Mindy, I don't know, just stealing very convenient stuff, I don't know, from Walter. I can imagine him just like laying, like he has like the world destroying microwave in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And teleportation microwave.
Mm.
And he could have also, like, I don't know, maybe a pencil or something could be, like, a device that he made. And,
yeah.
I don't know, it pays a rent. I have no idea.
The there could be something. Rent.
Yeah, the pencil, I don't know, prints out money or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, no, I'm rich.
Okay.
But it has, like, a weight, like a, mm-hmm. like a frame weight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not frame weight. Limit.
A limit, okay.
Has to buy paper for this.
Mm-hmm. Then she tries to call the prison again with the phone from Carsten Miller, the supermarket clerk, who was currently eating a cold lunch in the break room. She had stolen it the very moment he had walked past her when he left.
Yeah, Mindy is very, very good at stealing stuff, actually.
Yeah.
So, scene change, okay. So, bonjour, bonjour, here is Mindy from the future. Actually, I thought this is a good part to make like a cut, because we have a scene change now, and if you want to figure out what happens next, you will see in the next episode. I hope that no Mindy will steal your phone or anything in the meantime. And yeah, if you want to see more of us, you can also go to our social media, which is it's Instagram, Fiction After Lunch, Twitter, Fiction and Lunch, Tumblr, Fiction After Lunch. Oh my god, I even cannot do it myself. But yeah, we also have a YouTube channel, Fiction After Lunch. We are also uploading like a lot of podcast episodes there, animations, and also currently like some shorts. So if you're interested, just take a look. And also if you want to support our project and everything, you can go to our Patreon, Fiction After Lunch, or to Ko-fi to buy us a coffee if you want to. And yeah, you can support us there. And also Sam is offering you, like, if you give us a 5-star rating on, I think it was on Spotify or somewhere else. Yes, I don't even know myself. But if you just give us a 5-star rating and a review, you can tell Sam that she can write a fanfiction for you, which is, as far as I remember, 500 to 600 words. So yeah, this is what you get. And apart from this, I have nothing else to say. I hope that you like this episode, and the next episode will also be very nice. And a lot of fun stuff will happen, so... And some characters will come back. Let's see. So I hope you have a nice day, nice night, good sleep. And yeah, see you next time. Bye-bye!